this point, all pretense of a ceasefire in Syria has long been thrown aside. There are reports today that Syrian troops are once again shelling the city of Hawla, the same place where more than 100 people were massacred last week. Diplomatic efforts to end the fighting have also hit a wall.
I think we may be beginning to see the wheels coming off of this bus.
That's Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She says the worst and most likely scenario for Syria is that Kofi Annan's peace plan will fail.
The violence escalates, the conflict spreads and intensifies, it reaches a higher degree of severity, it involves countries in the region, it takes on increasingly sectarian forms, and we have a major crisis not only in Syria, but in the region. The Council's unity is exploded, the Annan plan is dead, and this becomes a proxy conflict with arms flowing in from all sides.
But that's an American voice, and we've heard Australian voices, British voices, as well as French voices as well. What about the voice of the Syrian National Council? Joining us now is a member of the council, Dr. George Jabor Netto, Associate Professor of Pathology and Oncology at Johns Hopkins University as well. Thank you so much for joining us, George.
Thank you for having us.
And also with us, Amr Al-Azam, a former member of the Syrian National Council and Professor of History at Shawnee State University. Nice to have you back.
Hello, yes, thank you.
So, George, why are we not hearing more from the Syrian National Council? There are those who are saying, I mean, you heard Susan Rice there intimate that it could be that the council's unity becomes, as she says, completely exploded. Is the council at this point too fractured to give us a unified message?
I wouldn't really characterize it as such. I don't think you're not hearing from the Syrian National Council. I think 2 hours after the massacre, we immediately started contacting many members of the UN Security Council, many ambassadors of the members, and we insisted on putting the issue back on the table. We are not clearly satisfied with the UN observers observing the killing, and we made that clear. I think there's no lack of statements from the Syrian National Council. Now, to back off, I'm not claiming that the Syrian National Council is organizationally perfect by no means, but this is a collection of academicians and mainly non-professional politicians. Many of them lack experience with organizational institutional issues, so it's not surprising that it's taken a while, but I think they're keenly working. Many of us are working on reorganizing, restructuring. And I think the SNC has great value as a political arm for the revolution and continue to be. And we're hopeful that we're getting better shape and unite and coalesce with more groups of the opposition. But there is a lot of work to be done.
Well, let me go then to you, Amr. Do you think that perhaps, what would you characterize it as why we don't feel the international community isn't hearing a unified voice of the Syrian National Council? Is the Syrian National Council unified within itself? Does it have a message, a universal message to get across?
I mean, no. I mean, look, in terms of a universal message, well, yes, the entire opposition has a universal message. It's time for Bashar to go. We want to topple the regime, and these are clear messages. But the issue is not there. And whilst I agree on the broad principles of what George was talking about, the problem with the Syrian National Council is that it currently occupies a very large segment of what you would call prime political real estate. And it is not doing, it is doing very little with it. It is not doing anywhere near enough. And unfortunately, this prime political real estate is absolutely crucial for the revolution. And the fact that they're not doing much with it, and they're not allowing others to take over in this situation, is causing us real problems. George is quite right when he says that the SNC, the Syrian National Council, is trying to reform itself. But right now, we need more than just that. We need complete restructuring. We need a real effort to move on. The situation on the ground is totally intolerable. And we cannot sit around and wait for them to experiment with things that they should have done months and months and months ago. And we've been warning about that for ages. But this is also not the time for differences between us. We should be focusing on the current events, which are the massacres that are occurring, and concentrating the international effort on resolving that.
That's Amr al-Azam, former member of the Syrian National Council, and Dr. George Jabor Netto is a current member of the Syrian National Council. So, Doctor, how do you respond to that particular complaint? If Bashar al-Assad stepped down at this point, could the Syrian National Council step in and actually run the country?
So I don't think anyone is planning on having that. This is not the issue. We don't claim to be the only group in town, and we don't claim to be the only group of the opposition that will take over. Actually, all that we're trying to do is provide a political arm to the revolution on the ground, and we've been working keenly. Several committees been working with the aid of Friends of Syria and USIP, to name others, in drawing a roadmap for the post-Assad era from every aspect, the constitution, the political, the economical. So all that we're trying to be a vessel to orchestrate the transition period. And of course, we extend our arms to other groups of the opposition. And actually, I do extend my arm also to Omar, who decided to leave the council 2 weeks after he joined. And talents like that we need to stay. It's easy for us to give up and be fragmented, but that's not, like he said, that's not the issue.
Let me put that to Omar directly. Omar, what would it take to bring you back to the Syrian National Council?
Well, I think addressing the key issues that have always that have plagued the council from the very beginning would be a great help. And in saying that, I left the council. I mean, I have constantly worked with many of the people on the council are close friends of mine, and I have continued to work with them to help them address some of these issues. And it's been very hard, as George knows. Getting issues of transparency in decision making, in finance, in just getting the strategic visions up, and George mentioned this, the project that we're working with USIP, of which I'm one of the architects. And yes, we are trying to provide the SNC with these tools, but as often we hear the complaint of when these good ideas are put forward, they're often, the leadership will often ignore them.
Yeah, and we'll have to leave it there. It's Amr al-Azam, former member of the Syrian National Council, professor of history at Shawnee State University, and Dr. George Jabor Netto, member of the council and associate professor of pathology and ecology at Johns Hopkins.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.